This week, students across the state will be hopping on the bus and heading back to school, some with their lunch money just burning a hole in their pockets. Over the past few years, some districts have made a big push to teach students about financial literacy. Robbie Feinberg reports that in the wake of the Great Recession, many teachers are adding credit cards and student loans to their curriculum.
Math teacher Brett Schifrin remembers one specific day in 2008 when it became clear to him just how little his students understood about banking. The financial crisis was just beginning, and Schifrin's school, Gould Academy in Bethel, had invited two experts to campus to talk about its causes, risky mortgages and loans that people couldn't pay back.
The next day, I just opened up my classes to, like, what questions you have from last night's speaker or about finance or anything, and I had, across the board in my courses, kids asking me questions for over an hour. What was going on? What does an auto loan mean? What does it mean to invest? Just all sorts of questions. So they were hearing about money, and money became like part of the conversation. And I don't think that was ever front and center.
That stream of questions made Schifrin rethink how he should teach math. He created a new course at Gould, specifically designed around financial literacy. Instead of teaching statistics or calculus, Schifrin designed a class to explain math concepts by talking about credit cards, mortgages, and student loans.
What I want kids to do is be able to be in any financial situation and be able to slow it down to their comfort level.
And so we continue to see more and more schools that are adding a course.
Mary Dyer is the president of Maine's Jumpstart Coalition, which provides financial literacy training for teachers. She says she's seen a big jump in the inclusion of financial literacy classes like the one at Gould. Research suggests they're badly needed. One recent study found that less than a third of students understand concepts like interest rates and inflation.
There's just such a gap in knowledge and awareness that, you know, has such a huge impact in so many areas. And so the more that we can expose students, and as they get older, giving them sort of that experiential, you know, opportunity, that's a huge benefit as well.
So I'm assuming it's going to be mostly like not much money spent in the morning, but later on.
Here at Massabesic High School in Waterboro, that comes in the form of a class called Financial Algebra. The teacher, Hattie Bellagrino, is a former banker, and she says the class emphasizes practical lessons. For example, in one activity, students plan out a monthly budget with their classmates as roommates.
So I try to relate it to their world. You know, we talk about who has a job, who doesn't have a job, who has a car.
Seniors Nathaniel Henry, April Allen, and Aaron Trost initially struggle with the lesson. They're unsure how much groceries cost and how to split up the budget. But Trost says he appreciates the challenge because he doesn't know how he'd learn these skills otherwise.
The internet is really, that would be the one thing, but even then, just in general, I don't think I would be able to learn.
If you actually like wanted to learn about this, this would be the class to go to because no other class offers what this class does.
And in my opinion, this class is the most world like class where they actually teach you how to prepare for the real world.
Principal Jim Hand says the class is part of the school's emphasis on teaching what he calls 21st century skills. Skills like how to interview for a job or apply for a student loan. Hand says he still sees many students taking unnecessary financial risks.
They'll take out a credit card because they're offering a flashy new hat.
But he thinks the classes have made a difference, and the school is considering making financial literacy mandatory.
That when we looked at it, we said, this is something we want all kids to have. It just seemed like the right next step, I guess.
Across the state, there's still plenty of room for growth. Schools are required to teach financial literacy under the state social studies standards. But a 2009 survey from the Maine Jumpstart Coalition found that less than half of them are teaching the subject. Christy Littlefield, a Jumpstart board member and a former state social studies specialist, says resources have declined for social studies nationally because the subject is no longer assessed on standardized tests.
It's just an unfortunate consequence, if you will, over many years of the erosion of social studies education, not just in Maine, but really across the country.
But Littlefield is encouraged by these new efforts to specifically train teachers around financial literacy. And she hopes that schools see the value in teaching kids about not only history and algebra, but credit cards and loans too. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.